Yes, I want to talk to you a little bit more about the Neged Eidlus and try to maybe make it clearer and broader, because I think it's something we're going to need going forward. So, first of all, we have a Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Gimel. The Gemara says that Eidim were Neged Eidlus, but they have another way to be Niftar, to Nigre, that they have some other way to. Because they have some other way to pater themselves, so they're not knowing in Vegas. Say the case over there, the shluchim say that they gave the money to the Malvin, the Malvin says he never got it. They want to be made that they gave the money to the Malvin. They want to be made the Torah Saloiva that they gave the money to the Malvin. So that's a regular Vegas. That's for the sake of the Loiva. It's disinterested, but they have an agenda themselves as well by being made that they gave the money to the Malva, so they're also pattering themselves. Now the labor's going to want the money back otherwise, so the Eidus is good for them. But for them, they have another Derech Liyipoter. They could say they gave the money back to the labor. So the Mela, they're not meagre that they could say they gave the money back to the labor. So that's some other way. They're Cheres Liyipoter. So they're not Negan Beidus, and they could be made that they gave the money to the Malva with Cheres HaLeiva. That's the side of meagre. How does that work? Maybe should I put up on the board two possibilities? So I want to be able to. So that's my conclusion. Migoy is the Salak Megius. That's the Salak of the Moran Kiddushin. And we can explain that in two ways. We could say the Kayacha and the Amonis of Migoy. Mali the Shaker. But the Nermanis of Migoy. Manis of Migoy, which is based in Mali the Shaker. Takes off, I don't know what to call that exactly, overrides the Chashash Meshaker of Megan Davis. Or, another way to say it, I think the Ritkin Kiddushin is mashmer this way, it's more poshut, not with the Kayach and the Monos of Megan. Just, Kevin Sheesh Lam Derech HaCheres Leipoter, Kevin Sheesh Lam Derech HaCheres Leipoter, Einam Megan. They're only negim because the eidus is good for them. But if they have some other derech lipoter, then they don't need this eidus to become poter. So then the eidus is not doing anything for them. So mele, they're just not negim. Two different possibilities. Now, the achayim say yisoid. They're the achayim. The osameach. Stipler in the Simon Yutes that I sent you. Nochum. The Kreger also, in the new Rabbi Kreger, is Meramis that Mamish Mitzor, a few words. They say Yisoid. And they base the Yisoid on two Gemaras in Ksuvas. One Ksuvas Pedalim and Beis by Rahu Barko. And the Gemara in the next one with Pehe Amar Aleph by Hari Sitroi. Hani Sitroi, you know, Sugiv Sitroi. And we're not going to go in, and not so much from the Gemaras themselves, but from things that the Rishonim say on those Gemaras. I'm not going to go into the Raya. If you want, you can take a look. If Nochum talks about the Raya from Abu Barco, and the Stipler talks to the Raya from Sitroi, calls to us Chilin or Sameach. If Kreger is just Meramis to the two Gemaras, just references that if you're supposed to understand it all on your own. I'm not going to walk through the Raya. If you want, it's Kedai to see the Stipler, how he, the Raya from Sitroi. But I'll upon him, the Yisoy that they say. The Yisoid to say, we're not going to talk about the cases because it's complicated cases, but the Yisoid that they say is that this din that the Gemara says in Kiddushin that Migoy is Masalik Negius, that's only where the Negius is, the nature of the Negius is that the Eidus that he's saying, the thing that he's saying in the Eidus is good for him too, but he doesn't need the Koyach of Eidus. The Eidim who are Negim, they're negim because the eidus that they're saying is something that's good for them too. But for themselves, they don't need the koyach of eidus. So, for example, in the Gemara in Kiddushin, the leiva sent money to the shluchim, are supposed to give the money to the malva. And they're saying they gave the money to the malva. Now, obviously, it's good for them to say they gave the money to the malva, because otherwise the leiva wants the money back. Migay, because they can say other things. They can say they gave the money back, but akapanim, right now, the thing that they're saying, we gave the money to the Malveh, that's good for them. It patters them from the Loiva. But that, they don't need the Eidus for that. If they can, because it's just a bit, just regular kai for akol. The Loiva gave them money, and they say that they did what they're supposed to do with the money. They gave it to the Malveh. They don't need Eidus, even if there would only be a single Shliach who doesn't have any Torah Eidus. If the Leiva would ask for their money back, he would still be able to say, Leiva, I gave the money to the Malveh. I did what you wanted. That's a regular, I don't know how to say that more clearly. It's a regular, it's like any case of parati. I lent you money. I say, where's the money? You say, I gave it to you back. Or I did it with what I'm supposed to. It's the same thing. So they don't need an edus for that. That's a regular kaifrakel. So even though what they're saying, that we gave the money to the Malveh, is good for them, but they don't need it, but they don't have to have Eidus. They don't need a Koyach of Eidus. So they're Noigim in the Eidus. Meaning, they want us to Eidus for the... What's the case over there in Kiddushin? The Leiva, he's sending money to the Malveh. And he did it with two Shluchim. Happens to be over there two Shluchim. Could have been one, but it happened. It was two Shluchim. So the Shluchim say, we gave it to the Malveh. The Malveh says it never happened. So now these shluchim, they want to be made for the loiva. So they're going to say eidus for the loiva. For the loiva, they need eidus. They have to say eidus. If there's only one shliach, he can't help the loiva. Because there's definitely was a chayiv. The loiva certainly owes money to the malveh. Maybe there's a shtar. The loiva definitely owes money to the malveh. The malveh says that he never got the money. The loiva has to prove that he paid the malveh. That's what's on the case. I think the malveh over there has a shtar. So the Leiva has to prove that he paid the money to the Malveh. How's he going to prove it? Only through Eidus. So the Leiva needs Eidus. And the Eidus, so the Shluchim come and they say Eidus. We're made. That we gave the money to the Leiva. The Leiva is very happy. Now there's an Eidus. We need the Eidus. The Leiva needs the Eidus. So the Gemara is that. But what's that? Aren't the Shluchim Noigim? Because by saying that they gave the money to the Malveh, they're also parting themselves from the Leiva. So that makes them Noigim. But what's the nature of their Negius? They don't need Eidus to pat themselves from the Leiva. But they have to say what they say. That by saying we gave the money to the Malveh, they are doing themselves a favor and patting themselves from the Leiva. So they need to say those words. They don't have to say it, but for their own agenda, they don't need to say those words, B'Torah's Eidus. They just need to say those words, B'Torah's Taina Ba'alma. So that's, it makes them still Noigim. The Eidus that they're saying, those are words that are good for them too. But for themselves, it doesn't have to be on the level of Eidus. It could just be on the level of Taina. That just makes them Noigim. So the Gemara says, aren't they Noigim? So the Gemara says, well, they're not Noigim because they have a Derech Acheres Leipater. They have a Migay. But they're Chayinim and Yasid, Simcha, Kveger, and so on. They're Chayinim and Yasid. That's only because they don't need the Koyach of Eidus. But Lui Yitzor, in a case where even for themselves they need the Koyach of Eidus, then they're not merely, well, I don't know if I want to, then Migay doesn't help. Then Migah doesn't help. For that, Migah doesn't solve the problem. If the Eidus that they're saying for the Leiva is an Eidus that they're using also, but there is Eidus, they need it for themselves, but there is Eidus, so even though they have a Derech Acheres Leipot there, they're still possible. And that's what they're Mechiach from the Sugyas of Sitroi and Abu Bakr and so on. What's the Havana? What's the Lomdus of the Chiluk? So, Rav Nachum explains the Chiluk that if they need the Koyach of Eidus, if they need the Eidus, if for themselves they also need the Eidus, so then the Bali Dover, the Eidus that they're saying is an Eidus, they're Bali Dover, they're being made for themselves. So if you're being made for yourself, so then you're possible, Bali Dover is possible, but it doesn't help that you have a derech acheres lipoter. It doesn't help that you have some migoy. You could have patted yourself in some other way. Lemaisa, right now you're saying an eidus, and the eidus, you need that eidus too. So you're being made on yourself. That's a psula baldover. For a psula baldover, the fact that you have some derech acheres lipoter is irrelevant. But she'en kein, when they don't need the koyach of eidus for themselves, all they need is the taina. And again, the litmus test is, For himself, even if the one shliach was dropped dead, the shliach could still pat himself from the Leiva by saying, "I gave the money to the mishalech." It won't be an eidus. It won't help the Leiva, the Leiva is still going to have to pay the Malva. The Malva is a shtar, and if there's only one of surviving shliach, it won't help the Leiva. But for himself, the shliach can pack him from the bad milk. But for himself, the shliach can pack himself just by saying asisi shlichuscha. So that's a way to see that highlights the fact that the shliach doesn't need the koyach of edus. So when the shliach doesn't need the koyach of edus, it's just that the things that he's saying, the words that he's saying, I gave the money to the Malva, are good for him too, but not, he doesn't need it for Teres Eidus. It's a good taina for him, but he doesn't need it for Teres Eidus. Then he's not being made on himself. He's only being made for the Leiva. The Eidus is only for the Leiva. For himself, he doesn't need Eidus. So that's called, that's merely a Chashash Meshaker. That's what Abdochim explains. It's just a Chashash Meshaker. For a Chashash Meshaker, Migui could be a remedy. Now, I don't know if Anochim is the only way to be masbir this chiluk. There could be other ways to be masbir the chiluk. You could say everything's a psul baldover, but there's a difference between when you need the edus, when you need the koyach of edus, then maybe you're a baldover be'etzem. When you don't need the koyach of edus, it just happens to be good for you, then maybe not called a baldover be'etzem. It's only baldover because you have a benefit. And maybe for that it's enough that you have some other way to get the benefit. There's maybe other ways to say the lumps. But, you know what, Anochim is the easiest game in town. I think the easiest way to say it is with Anochim's nusuch. And that's the raid, is to say with the Nochem's Nusuch. So we'll go with that Nusuch again. The Yisoid, the Achayim HaMechich, the Yisoid from the Yishayim over there by those Gemars. And the Yisoid could be said with that of Nochem's Hasbara. The Yisoid is, Migay only helps when the Eidim don't need the Koyach of Eidus in themselves. But they know him anyway, so for that Migay helps. But when the Eidim need the Koyach of Eidus for themselves and they're being made on themselves, then that, for that, Migui doesn't help. Yeah. And Nochem Sazbar maybe makes it easier to remember and to visualize that when they need the Koyach of Eidus, then they're Bali Dover in the Eidus. Migui doesn't help for a Baldover. Baldover can have a Migui from today till tomorrow. Right now, the Maisi, he's being made on himself. It's a matter that he could have other ways to get the same nutritional value. The Maisi is being made on himself. Shankin, if they're not being made, they don't need the koyach of edus, they're not being made on themselves. They're saying in edus that it's to their benefit it's to their benefit not to say otherwise. They have a benefit from saying that and not to say, you know, if they just say we stole the money, then they're going to be in trouble. So it's good for them to say we gave the money to the Mishaleach. It would be just as good to say we gave the money back to the Leiva, but it is good for them to say they gave the money to the Mishaleach rather than say we embezzled it. So they're saying something, it's good for them. That's called noyim be'edus. So knowing about this, just a chash m'shaker, it's enough to have that they have some other derech liyipotim, concept of me. So let's just wrap down now this yisoid of the achrayim, the sameach, kreger, migoy, heinay mayol, the salik negius. Miga in a mile with salad. Oh, sorry, just Miga in a mile. Isha Aidim, Srikim, the based on that premise, so the Chayim have an aura and places by us. It's amazing how Craig about this type is marach pages and pages and Craig in a few words he says the whole thing. I mean he says the word. They ask what it places what's going on in Agamara. In Agamara we have a marach kam, we have a house. The marach kam says here's the house. And the Marakama claims that it's his house, and the Machzik claims that it's his house. Now you have this Seichim, and the Seichim say Eidus for the Machzik. The Diamond by Yom Valayim. So the Marakama says they're Negan. Because if they're not going to say Diamond by Yom Valayim, the Marakama is going to win the Dintar on the house. If the Marakama will win the Dintar on the house, then he'll come and he'll demand from them the Schirus. And Taisvis but they have a midah. As far as the Murakami's claim on them is concerned, they could say, if the Murakami will ever come asking him for the money, they don't have to be made that darna b'yom v'layla. They could not be made darna b'yom v'layla. And if the Murakami, the Murakami will witness the Torah, and then when the Murakami comes to them and demands the rent, they'll say, yeah, we pay you the rent. So they have a migah. So the migah should be misalat the negius. That's the Taisus. So Taisus is a technical answer. The Yireim Leimar. Taisus Rosh says it's a different, different answer. It's migah betray. But al kapanim, let's first talk about the kasha. Taisus Rosh, they ask this kasha. The seichem anoigim. I'm sorry, the Gemara said the seichem anoigim. Taisus and Taisus Rosh ask, why are they noigim? They have a migah. And that's l'chayre based on the Gemara. Kiddushin migah is misalat negius. Esav Kager and Rav Nochum and the Stipler and so on. Esav Kager. Do the Seichem over here need the Koyach of Eidos to be potter from the Murakami? In the Derech Acheres that we paid you, they don't need the Koyach of Eidos. But in what they're saying now, when the Seichem say Darnu Bayoim of Alayla. And by saying Darnu Bayom Uvalaylo, they parted themselves from the Murakami. Do they need the Koyach of Eidus? In what they're saying now, in the title that they're saying now, Darnu Bayom Uvalaylo, do they need the Koyach of Eidus to parted themselves from the Murakami? Or they could parted themselves from the Murakami just with the Taina Ba'alma? They need the Koyach of Eidus. They're living in a house, they owe rent. The Murakami comes and says, where's the rent? So what are they going to say? Oh, we have a tine of Alma. We have a tine of Alma, darna b'yom v'layla. Somebody else was machzik in your house, and it's not your house anymore. But a regular lady can't say anything. Look at Surah, and again, there always limits to this. Imagine one of them died. So imagine the exact same case. One of them is dead. So there's only one Surah left. And the Murakami comes and says, this is my house. Where's the rent? And the guy says, I don't have to pay you rent because I was here by Yom Avalaylo, so obviously it's not your house because 3 years went by, Midalei Micha, it must be that the house really belongs to this other guy and that's the guy I've been paying the rent to, and therefore I don't have to pay you. The Murakami would laugh at him. I mean, it's well established that the house will belong to the Murakami. He's the Baalim in the house. And you want to say that I'm not, that he's not the Baalim in the house anymore, you have to have Chazokin. Chazokin needs Eidos. They can't just come with the Tain of Alma. So they need the Koyach of Eidos. Is that Nakuda clear? Because if that's Nakuda not clear, I'll say it again a few times. But that's never poshut. So they need the Koyach of Eidos. Well, that's the aside of Kegah, there's some Ech based on those other Gemaras, that Migui only helps to take off Negius when the Eidim doesn't help if the Eidim need the Koyach of Eidos. Like Rav Nochum's Masbi, because then they're Bali Dover. So here when the Seichem say Darnu Bayoim Bavalaylo, That means they need the Koyach HaEidus to pat themselves in the Murakami. So that means they're being made of the Torah. It's not just that they have a Negius. Their mamish is being made on themselves. So if they're being made on themselves, let's see what Rav Nochum says, Boris. So they're Bali Dover. Migu doesn't help if you're a Bali Dover. So what's Taisus asking that they should be able to, they have a Migu. What's a Migu going to help? Migu is Misalek Negius when you're just a Negea, not when you're a Bali Dover. Over here, they're saying a Bali Dover. That's a kasha on Taisus. Assuming that Taisus buys into this yisayid of Rosh Hameach and Rabbi Kei, I mean, maybe Taisus and Rosh, maybe they don't have this yisayid of Rosh Hameach and Rabbi Kei. They were mechirchit not from the Gemaras themselves of Sitroi and Ehud Barker. They're mechirchit from things that the Ran and other Rishonim say on those sugis. Again, the Rais and you can look through yourselves. They're not mechirchit from the Gemara themselves. So it could be that maybe Taisus, maybe they just don't have this yisayid. They think that migah is misalak negius, even if you need the koyach eidus to be made on yourselves, even if you're a baldover, if you have a migah, you're not possible. Or maybe even if you need the koyach eidus to become a baldover, you're still only called a negius, however you want to call it. So maybe they just don't subscribe to this yisayid. But Feger assumes that they do. They do subscribe to this Yisai. So then what do we, so then it's the Kasha and Tosis. What does Tosis want? What's Tosis Kasha? That would be nice if they were just Nagim. But they're more than Nagim. They're Bali Dover because they need the Koyecha Eidus to be Nifter from the Marakam. So they're being made on themselves. If they're being made on themselves, what's the difference there? Derech HaCheres Lipata. Right now they're being made on themselves. That we are Pata from the Marakama because Donu Vavayim Vavalayla. Answers the stipler. Adam Nochem. And the Betrager says it also. Betrager says it first. Betrager says Bekitz in the Mutz. That they don't need the Koyach Eidos. It's not true. The Seichim do not need the Koyach Eidos to be Nifter from the Marakama. They have a different way to be Nifter from the Marakama. Not with Tain of Alma. Again, if you know, if one Seicher, if it was only as one Seicher, this guy will die. So it's only one Seicher. So the Marakama would come asking for the Schiris. He couldn't say, Tain of Alma, Kaifer HaKoyel, it's not your house. He's the Marakama. What do you mean it's not your house? With the Tain of Alma, he can't be Nifter. So the Chari needs the Koyach Eidos. No, it's not true. Even if one of them is dead, the other one would still be Potter from the Marakama. Not with the Koyach Eidos. But with Migan. With Migan in a different sense. Not the Migan of the Gemara and Kiddushin, Migan L'Salik Migius. But with the Koyach Migan that we have throughout Shas. The regular Migan. Gemara and Kiddushin says Migan is L'Salik Migius. That's like a different. We don't even know. Maybe it's not even. Maybe that doesn't even mean the Nemaras. You know, we said before, two ways to understand it. Maybe it just means they're Cheres Lipotter, they're not Nagin Meikara. Maybe it doesn't mean the Nemaras and Migoy takes off the Chash Mashapir. Whatever it is, that's a specialized kind of case. Migoy to be Masalik Nagis. But then we have, but we have throughout Shas, the regular than a Migoy. You come to me, you want that I owe you money, and I have a Migoy to pat to myself. So here, the Marakama comes to the Soicher and says, Soicher, you owe me money, you owe me rent. Yeah, it's only one surviving Seicher. Eidus he doesn't have. Says the Seicher, I don't owe you the rent. You know why I don't owe you the rent? Because it's not your house. Because me and my dead partner are dying of a bayom of a lila. And that shows that it's not your house. If it's not your house, I don't owe you the rent. With what could be an animal with such a taina? Like, Chari has no such, a person doesn't have such a taina. You can't taina such a thing. The answer is he could. Because he has a migoy. Because he could say, Purana l'chaoga. This Seicher could say, Marakam, I already paid you the rent. If I already paid you the rent, then I don't owe you any rent. Migay, that I could have said that I paid you the rent, so I should be Neman to say that Darti Bo Bayom of Alayla, that I was here at the Bayom of Alayla. Doesn't that, even if it's only, doesn't have, the other partner doesn't even have to ever exist, even if he was by himself alone in the house. But he could say Darti Bo Bayom of Alayla. I was here for 3 years, and if I was here for 3 years, the house belongs to the house belongs to the Maxim. So Migay, that I could say, I gave the money to the Marakama, he could say that Darti Baba Yom of Alayla, and the house belongs to Shimon, and he has a migoy that he doesn't have to pay the rent. So the Seicher, for himself, is Neman. He's Neman Leinyan Aschar. The migoy. Of Farana Lechoga. Now, let's understand this. Will that Migoy help the Machzik? In such a case where one Seicher is dead or it never existed, there's only one Seicher. And the Marakama comes to the Seicher and says, where's the rent? And he says, no, I don't owe you the rent because I was here by Yom of Alayla. So it's not your house. And if I don't owe you any rent, and I'm Nemon, Migoy that I could have said that I gave you that I paid you the rent. So Migoy that I could have said I paid you the rent, I'm Nemon to say, no, I don't owe you the rent at all, because I was here by Yom of Alayla, you were never Meicha, it's a riot that the house belongs to the other guy that I to the Machzik over here, and therefore I'm Potter from the Schiris. So he would have such an Nemon, so he's not the Potter from the Schiris. What about the Machzik in such a case? There's only one Seicher. Would the Machzik win the house? No, of course not. The Machzik, what does the Migoy of the Seicher have to do with the Machzik? The Seicher would attack. What's the Seicher's Migoy? The Seicher's Migoy is, I don't owe you the rent because I was here by Yom Balayla. Believe me, Migoy, that I could have said that I paid you the rent. Well, if you would have said I paid you the rent, would the house belong to the Machzik? Of course not. So the machzik doesn't have any, there's no miga here that helps the machzik. The miga is just to help the seicher. The seicher doesn't have to pay the rent, because the seicher, the inyan, the rent, the seicher is named to say, darti b'yom v'alayla, and therefore I don't owe you the rent. Miga, that the seicher could say, that it perhati l'cha'agar. So the seicher is off the hook, he doesn't have to pay the rent. But that doesn't help for the machzik. For the machzik, you still need eitus. That's okay, Baruch Hashem, actually the guy didn't die, and there really are two seichrim, and the two seichrim are neman to say, they'll say eidus for the machzik. How can they say eidus for the machzik? They're noigim. After all, the eidus they say for the machzik is negated to them too. Well, but now we're okay, because once they don't need the koyach eidus, so then we're back to the Gemara and Kiddushin, that miga is mesalak negius. So, if they needed the Koyach Eidus, so then they're Bali Dover, it doesn't help. But now that they have, from the Murakama, they can be nifta, they don't need Eidus to be patting themselves from the Murakama. I'm just repeating. To pat themselves from the Murakama, they have a Pashut to Migai. So, and they're Manas to Migai, the Migai call it Tarakulam. So, Mela, they're Potter, they don't need Eidus to pat themselves. They don't have to pay the rent for that, they don't need Eidus. So, they're not Bali Dover in the Eidus. Of course, the Eidus happens to be good for them because they're saying something which does pat them from the Murakama. So they are noig in the regular sense of shash and shaker, but so what? For that we have the Gemara in Kiddushin, that miga is misalak negius. So the miga over here does for them double duty. First of all, the miga is what they we need the miga to pata them from the merak to pata them from the merakama. They pata themselves from the merakama with the nemonas of miga of kolat arkulu. Without that, they would need the koyach of eidus, and if they needed the koyach of eidus, then they would be vali dover and end the discussion. So the first thing the Migo here does is it says the Seichin don't owe any money to the Murakama because for themselves they have an emunus to say Darnu b'yomu v'laylo. It's not your house. We don't owe you the rent. Migo that we could have said we paid you the rent. So therefore, from the rent they're potter. Now they're not. They don't need the edus. So now they're not bali dover. Once they're not bali dover, they could be made for the machzik either noyin. For that we'll use the Migo again in the sense of the Gemara Kiddushin. That since they're not noigim, since they have a derech acheres leipata, migay takes off negius. Atkan from Nochum and the Stipler, actually, I have more to say, but Atkan Rabbi Kreger. This is where Rabbi Kreger is. I said to Rabbi Kreger, again, this is murdered to see how Rabbi Kreger said this, Amish, less than a couple of words. Amish blows the mic. Hey, no, I'm not going to read it. So you have it. It's only in the newer Kegas. It's in the new, the blue Kegas. In the older Kegas, it's not there.
Once we say this, doesn't the
Kasha
return of what's the
hip
between the two Gemaras? That we say Nigo Trey works in one, not in the other?
So I wanted to use this whole Mahalach to answer, and Rav Nochum, also this part I was Mechavim to Rav Nochum, I wanted to use this Mahalach to answer the Taisus HaRosh. Because the Taisus HaRosh, everything we said up to now is to explain the Kash of Taisus. Assuming the Taisus and Taisus HaRosh have the premise of Rav Kreger and Rasameh, that a Migui doesn't help when you need the Koyach Eidus. Assuming that they have that, that they have that premise. Again, maybe they don't, but assuming that they have that, Kreger assumes that they do. So if they have that Yisoy, so what's the Kashu? Well, what are they asking about Migo? What do you mean? They're Bali Dover. Migo doesn't help for Bali Dover. The answer, no, they're not Bali Dover. They don't need the Koyach Eidus because linyan them for themselves, they have a Migo. They have a regular Migo called a Tarikula to pat themselves from the Murakama. So in the it could be made for the Murakama. Either what happened to either Noigan, Shash Meshaka. For that, Migo helps. So that's Taisus' Kashu. Taisus is a Teretz. So Taisus is a technical Teretz. Yireim Lema. But Taisus is a lumdish teretz. It's a miga betray. That's the answer of the Taisus. It's a miga betray. So the problem was miga betray. So what about the Gemara Kiddushin? You see, the Gemara Kiddushin, then the Gemara Kiddushin is also to be miga betray. How can you say that it's a miga, that there's such a thing as miga betray? So this mahalach of Rabbi Kreger and I thought we have a poshut teretz. We'll say like this, that in the Gemara and Kiddushin, we'll go with the second Malach in the Gemara and Kiddushin. You don't need the Nemonis of Migo. It's just Kaiman Sheishlam Derech Acheres Lihipogder, they're not Noyin. We'll go with that second round. That second Azbor in the Gemara and Kiddushin. How does Miga take off Negias? Not with the Kenob, not with the Kenob, and their monos of Mali L'Shaka. But the Pashit, because since they have a Derech HaKaris Lein Pot, they're not called Negim. Negim is if they have no other way to path themselves. But if they have other ways to path themselves, then just be Etzim, they're not Negim. If we can say with that phraseology, so we can say like this. Miga betray, you see, the Miga betray Le'amino, and that's when we're talking about the Kayach and the Amonis of Miga, all of Shas. Miga betray Le'amino, as you say, the Taisus is in Shas. Whenever you need the Kayach and the Amonis of Miga, Ma Le'le Shaker, you say, no, ain't Echad Yudei, I'm Ashi B'Lev Chaveri, you say, Miga betray Le'amino. But as far as the Kevin Shesh and Derech Acheres Le'ipot, there ain't a Noigim is concerned, I don't need the Kayach and the Amonis of Miga. They're just not noigim because this is not the only way that they can path to themselves. So maybe then you can say, maybe that is even betrayed. Maybe that it doesn't bother me, then echad yudei ma shebelev chaver. When you want a high level, kayach enem monos amigoi, that miga gives them enem monos, because maloi l'shaker. So I'll say this, if we say many things can impede maloi l'shaker, the other time is harder, maybe it's also, it might be an issue. Other reasons. So if the other time, ein echad yudei ma shebelev chaver, it's hard for them to be mechaven to each other, so you lose the maloi l'shaker. But the mitzvahs, the yesh lam derech acheres leipater, maybe that you still have.
So then we're really making the same tilla between the two gemaras, except instead of saying koach, they don't need the koach of edus, we're saying they don't need the koach of edo.
But it's in a different place. What I'm saying is, since remember in the Taisus, when Taisus asked the kasha that the sechem should be named b'migoy, so we're saying it's really a double dip. The migoy over here is doing two things. First of all, they're the migoy that Taisus is talking about. Over here, the migoy is, it's really a double migoy. Number one, they're monos of migoy. Could be nifter from the marakama. We put them in a marakama. And then number two, once they have the monos of migoy, so they don't need the koyachedos, so then they also get the migoy is mesalik negius, and they could be made for the mask. So when the Tosfos Rosh Hashanah says Miga betray Le'aminon, he means about this Miga, the first Miga. The Nemonis of Miga, you don't have betray. Well, if they don't have the Nemonis of Miga, then you lose, then everything falls apart. If you don't have the Nemonis of Miga, then how you nifter from the Markam only with the Kayach Eidus? If it's the Kayach Eidus, then you're about Dover. If you're about Dover, then about Dover certainly can't be made. It doesn't help that he has a Derech Harris Le'ipotter. Hashenken and Mark Yedushin, all we need is the Derech Harris Le'ipotter kind of Miga. So for that, maybe that doesn't have the impediment that Miga betray. That's what I wanted to say to answer the Tosfos Rosh. Let's leave that alone. Let's come back to the Etzem HaHalach of Rabbi Akiva Eger. I think the Tosfos Rosh is a big corroboration. That much I will say. I think the Tosfos Rosh is a corroboration of Rabbi Akiva's Mahalach. Because Rabbi Akiva's Mahalach, in understanding Tosfos, gives us a way to understand the Tosfos Rosh. If it was only the Tosfos, so maybe the whole premise is wrong. Maybe this whole original premise of Rabbi Kveger or Sameach that Migui doesn't help. Maybe it's not true, or at least not true according to Taisus. After all the rise from Sitroi and Ubarka, they rise from Rishonim, but not from Taisus anyway. Maybe Taisus doesn't subscribe to it. So you don't have to say this pshat in Taisus. But in Taisus Rosh, I think there's a big corroboration to this Mahalach, because it solves what otherwise is a very intractable problem with Taisus Rosh. So now comes along the stipler, and he says, also the Magia and the new Rabbi Kveger, he also is mechavim to this kasha, and Rav Nachum is also in a footnote mechavim to this kasha. So they all raise this problem. This whole mahalach there, Rabbi Kveger is saying in Tosfos that the soichim again, the soichim they're not bali dova, they don't have to be made in themselves, because for themselves they have the nemonos amiga to be nifted from the marakama. So and therefore everything fine. So therefore they're not bali dova, they're just maybe chash mshaker. For chash mshaker, you have the gemara kiddushin derech acheres leipoter. This whole mahalach. So it's all based on this. The linchpin over here is this notion that the soichim don't need edus to be nifter from the marakama, because the soichim can be nifter from the marakama without edus. They don't need koyach edus. They could be nifter with the poshut demigla. Even if there's only one soichim, it could be nifter from the marakama. Yeah, that's always the best way to see it. That you know, you see you don't need a koyach edus because you just kill one soicher and then you see does it still work? So then you know that it's not based on the koyach edus. So the whole yisoid of Kreger is that the soicher could be nifted from the marakam. How's he nifted from the marakam? The marakam says, "Pay me the rent." So the Seicha says, no, I was here, but Yom of a Lila, it's not your house. So how can you make such a taina? It's not a taina like that you don't have. But he's Neman with the Migud. Believe the Seicha that he doesn't owe the rent because he was dar by Yom of a Lila. Migud that he could have said that I paid you the rent. Paranachlog. That's the Seicha we hear every day. That's what he reasoned to Taisus. Even if he took the Eidus away, even if the Murakama would win, let's say for some reason we wouldn't be Makabal Eidus, like in my example, because one of them is dead. So even if we're not Makabal Eidus, the Murakama actually gets the house. Nonetheless, for them, for, as far as their rent is concerned, they're Nemun to say we were here by Yom of Alayla. And therefore they pay the machzik properly, and they don't owe any money to the Marakama. So the whole yisoid over here is that they have a nemonis and migoy to say, forget the eidus, forget the machzik, everything there, even if there's just one of them. They have a nemonis to say, we danu bayom of alayla, we don't owe you the rent because the house is not yours, migoy that we could say that we paran al chag. So ask the stipler. From a Taisus later on, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. What's the story over there? You have a Gemara Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. There is a story that Rav Edi had a rich uncle who had a field, and the rich uncle died. And he left, and now the money falls for Yerusha to the nearest relative. Well, he must not have been such a close uncle because it's not so clear who's the closest relative or who's the chala relative. Rav Edi claimed that he's the closest relative. But then there was another cousin, who said that he's the closest relative. And nobody knew who's really the closest relative. Not only that, there were not even any Edim that either one of them was a relative at all. So it's called a Langvar, basically. So the other guy took the field. And he took the field. 3 years later, different Yisrael's not Gemara. But Taisus is Gersh in the Gemara. It was a few years later, Edom came, and they said that their Edi is a relative. They didn't even have to say he's the closest relative, but Edom came and he's a relative, and the other guy doesn't have Edom that he's even a relative at all. So now their Edi won the field. Ain't Sophic Moitzmi Devadai, Rav Edi's a Vana relative, and this other guy, we don't know if he's even a relative. So now the field goes out from the other guy, and Rav Edi took over the field. Rav Edi said to the guy, what about all the pears you've been eating? All these years, you've been eating pears. It's really, you should reimburse me for all the pears that you ate. So, the Rambam there says that one of them, Rambam, I had a momentary lapse.
No.
What?
We're going on.
Yeah. Yeah, Rav Chista wanted to say Chista wanted to say that he does not have to pay the pears because there are no Edom that he actually ate the pears. We only know that he ate the pears because he, this cousin, we only know that the cousin ate the pears because he admits that he ate the pears. So Miga, that he could say Ladav that he never ate the pears, he should be Neman to say that he's the closer relative, living in the pears. Meaning, as far as the field is concerned, we pass in that the field belongs to Ravidi, not to cousin Charlie. Because Ravidi has Adam that he's a relative, and Charlie and the other guy, the cousin, doesn't have any Adam that he's a relative. But the Gabi, the Paris, there's a Migoy that the cousin could say, La Adam, I didn't eat any Paris. He should be Neman to say that I did eat the Paris, but I'm the relative, I'm the closer relative. I know that I'm a closer relative. So if Chisda wanted to be my minute. So Abai and Rava said no. Abai and Rava said no. Since with Abi the field, Abai and Rava, the field order of Chizda. So the way Taisus learns in the Gemara, again, there's different Gesais in the Gemara, but the way Taisus learns the Gemara, Abai and Rava disagree and they say no. Since the mice of the field goes to Rav Edi, so you can't separate the din of the field with the din of the pears. Since like after the field, we pass him that it belongs to Rav Edi, so maybe the pears belong to Rav Edi as well, and he has to reimburse him for the pears. It doesn't help that he has a migay on the pears. You can't say with the migay he's believed that the pears are his because he's the closer relative. If like after the suddenly passed in there, Rav Edi is the closer relative. So, but since the din of the pears follows from the din of the sudder, and as far as the sud is concerned, we have eight in there, Rav Edi wins. So even though on the pears the guy has a migay. But what's the migay? The migay is saying, Lagabi the pears, believe me that I'm the closer relative, migay that I could say that I never ate the pears. So Rav Chisda said, that's a good migay. So Rav Chisda wanted to divide it. Lagabi the field itself. So we'll say Ravidi is the closer relative. But Lagabi the pears, we'll say that the other guy's the closer relative. And Abai and Rava said, no, there's no such thing. You can't separate. Once you determine what's the din of the field, the mele, the din of the pears, follows suit, and migay doesn't help. That kind of tastes on. So based on that, ask the stipler. And the Magi and the Pega, I think it's the Shlomo Ariel. And I'm not going to really ask. So what's going on over here? Over here also, the din of the schar follows the din of the house. So if without the Eidus over here, if we disregard it, how can the Seichem be Neman? Without a Koyach of Eidus, just with Migoy, to say, believe us that we were here for 3 years, and therefore the house is not yours, Marakamo, and we paid rent properly to the Machzik, and they should be believed. They should be believed, Migoy. How did Kegel learn the Tesis? The Seichem, they don't need Koyach Eidus. Forget Eidus, even if one of them is dead. The surviving Seicher could say to the Marakama, I don't owe you any rent. Why don't I owe you rent? Because Miga, that I could have said, I paid you the rent. So I'm Nemo to say that I was here 3 years, by Yom Valayla, and it's not your house. The house really belongs to the Machzik. The Machzik's the guy that I paid the rent properly to, and therefore I don't owe you any rent. So you want to use a Miga to believe the Seicher, look, I'll be the money. But what we're believing the Seicher about is that the house doesn't belong to the Marakam, but the house really belongs to the Machzik. But the Gabi, the house itself, we don't believe. The Gabi, the house itself, if you take Adis out of the picture, the Gabi, the house itself, the house goes to the Marakam, not to the Machzik. So how can you have a Migoy and the money? How can you have a Migoy that should say the Seicher is Nehmet to say the house belonged to the Machzik, Le'inyan the money, if Le'inyan the house, there's no migay. It's not divisible. That's what Chayit says in Taislam Gimel Beis, that the house and the Paris, the field and the Paris, are not divisible. First you determine what's the din of the Paris, of the house. You determine the din of the field, and the din of the Paris has to follow suit. So here as well, the Chayit, it should be the same thing. First you have to determine who the house belongs to. Then, where does the rent belong? That'll follow suit. But you can't determine who the house belongs to without Eidus. So that means that Seichem do need the Koyach of Eidus. If they need the Koyach of Eidus, then they're Balei Din. If they're Balei Din, then how does Miga help to be Misalik in the Gias? If Miga doesn't help if you when the Eidim need the Koyach of Eidus. Kitzer. That's the problem in Kashner. That's the problem over here. So Rav Nochem has his terrors in the footnote. You can take a look. But in Cheshbon, the emesis, that if you look in Taisus HaRosh over there in by the Sugya of Arvidi. We don't have Taisir Rosh in Baba Basa, but the Shita Mukubetsa Arvidi brings the Taisir Rosh. It doesn't bring the Lush in the full, but it's clear from the Shita Mukubetsa, where he brings the Taisir Rosh, that the Taisir Rosh Taka had a different gears in the Gemara Namah Gimel. We show you they have different gears. Taisir themselves have done different gears. This is the gears that Taisir prefer. But it's Mavu over there in the Sugya that Taisir Rosh had a different gears in that Gemara, according to which the Holy Yisrael of Taisir does not appear. So Melech, in Cheshbon we could say, Pasha the thing. Maybe Taisus doesn't have this side of Rebbe Kegel in the first place. He doesn't have this side that Miga doesn't help when you need the Kayach Hedus. Taisus doesn't subscribe to it. So then there's no problem with Taisus the Chad Chilu. Taisus means the Gemara Kiddushin. Miga takes off Miga Bedover, takes off everything. The main mileage that we got at Rebbe Kegel is Mahalach and Taisus was the end of the Taisus Rosh. Well, the Taisus Rosh and Daflam and Gimel, the Taka doesn't have this. This has a different Gemara over there, but Kredi has a different Gis in the Gemara over there. So you don't see. According to Taisir Rosh, it may well be that the din of the Peiris and the din of the Sod could be divisible. So then we're good over here. Okay, a lot of gears turning here, but I'll tell you why it's useful to me, this question. Did the Ilum start yet, the Sugya Gemara Sutra? Just by show of hands, how many people started the Sugya Gemara Sutra? Okay. So I'll point something out to you. I think it's Mamish Negev. The Gemara has, the next Gemara, I'm not going to have time to start the next Gemara today, but the next Gemara, we have a Gemara, Mar Sutra said, at the bottom of the Omud, the next Gemara. He turned the Amalei Sitrei Sadi LaSibli Dabrat Vosem the Imam of Leilaya Tanosi Time. So we're going to see Mitzvah Shem how the Rashbam is the Gemara. There's different Taisa says different Mahalachim in the Gemara. But Taisa brings a Mahalach in this Gemara from Rabbeinu Chananel. Shot from Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel said that Mazutra is coming to give another answer to the Gemara's Kashi about Neugen Beidusim. A new terrace for Neugen Beidusim. How can they be made? How can the Seichem be made? The Neugen Beidus. So the Gemara answered, Rabbi answered, that they brought the Schar B'Yodim. The Gemara said they brought the Schar B'Yodim. My Sutta says, no, I have a different mouth. Maybe they already paid the rent. But the case is that the Seichem, the Edim, are not living there anymore. And the Marakam doesn't even know of their existence. And the Machzik pulls it out of a hat, he sends a telegram to these Edim to come and to be made that they were here for 3 years, by Yom of Alayla, and they're not Negim anymore because they didn't have to show up at all. They didn't have to come. So they don't need them, there's no Negiyah, in other words, basically they have a Migoy. They have a Migoy, they didn't have to show up. The Markama doesn't know that they exist. The Markama, if he doesn't know that they exist, he's not going to demand from them the rent. So it doesn't matter. The whole problem is the Negim and the rent, because if the house goes to, if they're not made, then the Marakam is going to demand from the rent. No, if they wouldn't be made, the Marakam wouldn't even know that they exist. So since if they wouldn't be made, the Marakam wouldn't even know that they exist, so Mela, that takes off the Negias. They have a Migui that they could have never showed. They could have just disappeared into the woodwork. The Marakam wouldn't know that they exist. So Mela, that Migui takes off, so they're not Negim anymore, but they're not Negim Beis. That's how Rebbe Chananel learns the Gemara. Now, L'chaira, other Yishayim don't like Rabbeinu Chananel's chat in the Gemara. Taisa doesn't like Rabbeinu Chananel because they don't think it fits into the words of Ramazutra. It's very forced in the words of Mazutra. Ton ba'omer leisi treisadi. What does that do? Ton. What does that do? Taina. It's not a taina. It's not. If you have such aid, they're not knowing it. So they have technical problems with reading Rabbeinu Chananel into the words of the Gemara. But the din that Rabbeinu Chananel is telling us is l'chayra unexceptional. Unexceptionable. I mean, L'chayra Rabbeinu Chananel is right. If you had such a case, that you have Edim who in the Marakama doesn't know of their existence and they could have just stayed home, and therefore they have a Miga they could, as far as their own rent is concerned, they have a Miga they could have just stayed home. So the Chayra, so what's my Mik is a Choser? It's they're not knowing in Beidus. They have a Miga, they're not knowing in Beidus. So the Chayra Ben Chananel's Halacha, Ben Chananel's Halacha should be true. Whether he's Pshat and Mazutra, that's debatable. But the Halacha itself, the Chayra is a lower Poshet. So the Pella is that the Torah is Chayra Ben Chananel. He brings Ben Chananel. Such this case, and he thinks that it's not true that they're not Nemu. He says it doesn't matter that they could have stayed home. the mice that are being made, and they're patting themselves from the rent, and it doesn't matter. They could have stayed home. So it's a very short tour. Everybody asking the tour. What's going on? They have a migah. The migah is misalat and negias. Learn kiddushin. The migah is misalat and negias. What in the world does Rabbi Chanan want? What does the tour want from Rabbi Chanan? Rabbi Chanan is 100% right. He may not be right in the Gemara, but the din should be 100% right. So it's a short tour. So I thought that the answer for the tour is with all of this discussion. The tour brings Tosfos as Mahalach in the Gemara by Kravid Rabbi. It means the Torah subscribes to Tosfos. Tosfos' idea that you cannot separate the pears from the field. However, the halach of the field is, the halach of the pears follows. You can't have a migli on the pears. The God of the pears believing that I own the field. If you lose the field, you lose the pears still. Like Tosfos learns the Gemara Kravid Rabbi. If you say like that, that means that the Seicher, they can't win the rent. They can't come with the Migri and say, well, believe us that we are here by Yom Ha'Layla, and the rent therefore goes to, and therefore we don't, and the house is not yours. Believe us, Lagabi, the money, Migri that we could have said we paid you the money. Let's have a Migri, Lagabi, the money, who the house belongs to. You can't be down on the money without being down on the house. And for the house, you have to have Eitus. For the machzik to be zoich in the house, he needs edim, and therefore the seichim, they need the koyach ha'edus, and if they need the koyach ha'edus, then the migah doesn't help them when the edim need the koyach ha'edus. So Mela, what does it help to have a migah? That's the yisoid of Rabbi Kreger that they bring that they pulls from the world of Rishayim by Sitroi and Ubarak and so on. Rabbi Kreger's mechiyach from any Rishayim could be the Torah holds this way too. That the Torah holds this way. That if you're about dover, if you need the koyach ha'edus, then migah doesn't help. That's what I want to say is this. Tosfos thinks that if the Seichim have a Migoy, then they could be made for the Machzik. That's the premise of Tosfos. They have a Migoy, Tosfos Rosh. They have a Migoy. If they have a Migoy, they could be made for the Machzik. Let's just go through the steps, but just brief, just to have the steps. Rabbi Kreger asked, what do you mean? Migoy doesn't help when the Einim need Koyach Chedus. Then the Valley Dover, if they need to be made on, if they're being made on themselves, if they need the Koyach Eidus for themselves, then they're not just Noigim, they're Valley Dover. Valley Dover, it doesn't help that they have a Derech Acheres. Right now they're being made on themselves. That's Rabbi Kreger's Kash. So there's two ways out. You could say, Tosfos doesn't have Rabbi Kreger's Yisoid. He doesn't have the whole Yisoid. He thinks that Migah helps even if you're a Baldover. Could be. Or there's Rabbi Kreger's way out. Rabbi Kreger's way out is to say that the Seichrim don't need the Koyach Eidus. Because Lagabi, the money, they have a Migoy. But if they can pat themselves from the Merkama with the Nemonus of Migoy, Nemon le'inyan aschar b'migoy. And we said this like, as far as the Dintor between the Merkama and the Seich is concerned, which is a Dintor on the money, on the Stiros, the Seichrim can say, we paid you the Stiros. Migah that they can say we paid you the schiras, the nemba to say darnu b'yom of alayla, the house is in yours. But that's not an emunus on the house. That's an emunus on the money. They're neman le'inyan the money to say that the house is in yours. So therefore they have the koyach of migoy. They have the koyach of migah. They don't need the koyach of edus. If they don't need the koyach of edus, then Rabbi Kreger's yisrael doesn't matter. And in memela they're not negim either. That's Rabbi Kreger's teretz. But as the stifler points out, that means you're separating. You're saying you can have a migoy on the money, you can have a migoy on the money. That in the money, they're going to have a migoy that the house wasn't the Murakama's. But it's, even though the house itself is not going to go, and the house is no migoy. For the house, you need eidos. The whole point is to say they don't need the koyach eidos. But that's against the Tosfos about Kreva Deravidi. So the answer is maybe Nechrami. Maybe. According to Tosfos and by Kreva Deravidi, maybe you can't say Rabbi Kreger's original Yisoid. Taisa Rosh, we did get mileage out of Rebbe Kreger, as you said. We were able to explain about Migo the Trey. Okay, he doesn't have the Gemara about Trey Vidar Avidi. He has a different case than the Gemara of Trey Vidar Avidi. So there's nobody over here who's backed into a corner. But I'm just saying, I'm pointing out Lamaisa, if you hold from Rebbe Kreger, as you said, Rebbe Kreger is certainly a Mashkiachit from Rishonim by Satroi and by Ayubarka. They're certainly Mokim and Rishonim for such a Yisoy. That Migo doesn't help when the Eidim need the Koyach Eidus because then the Bali Dhamma. If you have that Yisoy, and if on top of that Yisoy, you also subscribe to Krevi Deravidi, that the Taisus about Krevi Deravidi, that once you lose the house, you can't be done on Migo separately on the Paris. Then it comes out that Migo over here, that the Sarkham Taka won't be naming with the Migo. And Taisus Kasha will disappear on its own. Taisa, the Kasha, they have a Migo. No, forget, they don't have a Migo. Migo doesn't help. What does it help to have a Migo? The Migo is only on the money. And the money, you can't separate the money from the house. They have to have a Migo in the house. And the house is no Migo. Elamai Koyach Eidus. If Koyach Eidus, Migo doesn't help you when you need Koyach Eidus. When the Eidim need Koyach Eidus, leave part. So I'm saying, so that's Gaval the tour. Maybe that's exactly the tour. Maybe the tour holds, he holds from the Pegasus side. That when you need the Koyach Eidus, there's no, the Migo doesn't help to take off the fact that you're about the other. Maybe he holds like Taisus by Krevi Deravidi. That's not a maybe, that's a fact. The tour brings Taisus Shita by Krevi Deravidi that once Ravidi won the field, so the Paris come along too. Doesn't help. It's like you can't have a Miga separately on the Paris. So Mela, the tour didn't subscribe to Taisus's Kasha altogether. The tour thinks that Miga doesn't help. So Mela, the tour is Chaylik and Rabbeinu Chanan's din. Not just on that, and Rabbeinu Chanan's reading them as a tour. Since the din is not true, if Adam come, we never knew that they existed, they could have stayed home. But Lamaisla Adam show, and the Adam are here, and the Adam say, Dainu Bayoim of Alayla. So with the Merkaman demands from them the rent, you were here, if you were here, Bayoim of Alayla, you owe me 3 years' rent. So what do they get? How do they get out of that? What are they going to say? Well, we have a Miga, we could have said, we could have stayed home. Yeah, fine, you could have said you stayed home, but you didn't. You came, you were Maya, you were here, Bayoim of Alayla, you owe me the rent. So Elamai, it doesn't help you have a Miga. What's the Miga going to say? Believe us that we're here, Bayoim of Alayla, and it's not your house. But it is. That for that you need Adis. And if you're Adim, then you're Bali Dover. If you're Bali Dover, you can't be made on yourself. We're running through the Chasm many times over and over again. Anyway, okay, so I thought it's a Derech Merubach now to answer this too. Okay, fine. That's it. That's a wrap. This is, I don't know, this is complicated. Okay, I guess this is your calling, you could say. Maybe we'll just make a schala on the next Gemara, just a few minutes, 10 minutes. It's a new topic. Actually, it's a new topic. I'm a mazutu. We turn on my lazy face, Adi Lasudile. The Darbe Flash Shona Flash Ni, the Yamamu Vidalaya, Hanosi Time. What does this mean? Soktashi. That's Bamad. I'm a mazutu. We turn. Nilsa Vape Nafshon. The Pshitle the Mazutu, the Afal Gab the boy, called Hana Hamarelel, Gimel Shona Mitsufis. We had before Rav Huna says you need Gimel Shana Mitzufa. It's not only Rav Huna, but all Amiroyim were Shokul Vatari to defend Rav Huna, Abaye and Rava. Who else did we have over here? Rav Chama, all Amiroyim who discussed Rav Huna, all these Amiroyim say that you need Mitzufa. It's Gimel Shana Mitzufa. It's by Yom Ubalayla. Afilo Hachi, Eim Chayven is the Machzik Lohavi Eidim Shehidu Befeir Shal Yom Ubalayla. Elaidus stam shirut shiru darba gimel shani. Umistama in darba bias apalelis dab. The kama mazutra di toin ma'ar va'omar aisi sadi. Tanosi tain of a sorch shiravayu edim shalelis v'yomim. The chayman the toin tain is a bori the kama niro isif shalay darba lelis v'vesi. Ulakachle machisi. Ben cheskosi chazoka. Ulakachani yomer aisi. Ulakachani yomer aisi sadi darba tlashnin. Then be mama then the bilay lailo. Here comes Sarah Chavi Adam Lachtishi Vilay Malay Shahayolay Malay Shahayolay Limchus. So Shbam learns Pshat and Mazutur. The Mazutur is saying it's connected to the Gemara before. Rav Huna said you need Ritzufin by Yom of Alayla. Whereas what about Cheskes Abatim? You only have Yom, you only have Edom and the Yomim, not in the Leilos. So we had Rob Abai, Rob Avaris, Mahalchem, how you could have Edom and the Yomim in the Leilos, Shivavi, maybe Yodi, or Rob says that they could bring Edom, who were Seichim, that then they could be made, Seichim, they could say they were down above the Yomim of the Leilos. Come along Mazutu, and he says, if the Marakama didn't ask for it, you don't need any of that. You don't need anything. If the Marakama didn't ask for it, then Mistoma to Yudavi Yomim, you was Dava Leilos. It's enough to Mistoma. Mistoma to Yudavi Yomim, you was Dava Leilos. You only need to prove the Leilos if the Marakama comes to the Taina. Taina's buried. Hanira Yisuf Shalei Dava Leilos. If the Marakama comes to the Taina's buried, so then you have to prove the Leilos. How do you prove the Leilos? Well, that was the Gemara before. Shivvi according to Abaye, or Seichim according to Rava. You know, it comes out that logically, Mazutra is sort of prior to the Gemara before. If you know that he was there by day, Stam was there by night, so there's no problem with Cheskes Abatim. The whole problem of the Gemara before doesn't even start in the Stam case. Mazutra is mechadish that the Marakama ketaina with the Tainas Bari and Yisuf Yisuf Shalidar Balelis, and then you have to prove the Lelis. And the Gemara before comes after that. And that's the Gemara's kashu before. So how do you have Edom in the Leilos? By Cheskes Abatim, how are you going to have Edom in the Leilos? And that once is the time we have to say Abai and we have to say Rova. But that's all sort of after Mazutra. Mazutra is the backdrop to the Gemara before. And the emesis it's Mavur, in the Rashbam before, because on the Gemara before, when the Gemara asked the kashu in the first place, Cheskes Abatim, but Batim v'yamama yodi b'leilayla loyadi, the Rashbam diber maskul b'leilayla loyadi. As Bam says, "B'teichad Dvarim, v'im isul d'ravuna." The first words on the line is "Sadi ala leilos," and then a little bit more. V'im isul d'ravuna. If Ravuna is right that you need leilos, so hamotzi idach lemitan anira isif shlo yadar ba leilos. Ulekach lechashdi limchais. The goal is to daitik the labdi dochu. But my habi chazok. So it's Mavur Behedi in the Rashbam before that the Gemara's initial question about Sadi that Batim be your mama yadi b'leilayla lo yadi. The question was maybe the Marakama will tie in the Tainus Bari, and you're going to have to prove the Leilos. And then Batim, you can't prove the Leilos. So the Rashbam already before set it up for us that the whole Gemara before is only in the case where the Marakama was tying with the Tainus Bari. Where's the Rashbam coming from? He's coming from Mazutra, because that's exactly Mazutra. Mazutra says that Stoma, if he was there by Yomim, he was there by Leilos. You don't have to prove the Leilos. But if the Marakama comes with the Tainus Bari, then you have to prove the Leilos. How are you going to prove the Leilos? So then the Gemara, right? If we were doing the Masada of the Gemara, that would be a better. We would start it from Mazutra. Mazutra says that he toin v'omer, if the Marakama comes with the Tainus Bari, then you have to prove the Leilos. And then we should have a Kasha. How do you prove the Leilos? And we'll have the Gemara before. Right? The Maestro Gemara goes the other way around. So what does the Rashbam mean? The Rashbam started off that it's a Milsa B'Apei Nafsho. What do you mean it's a Milsa B'Apei Nafsho? Not a Milsa B'Apei Nafsho. It's Mamish connected to the Gemara before. Why is Rashbam call this a Milsa B'Apei Nafsho? So Beis Halevi explains that the Rashbam just means that Mazutra is not going at Abai and Rova. Because if Mazutra was going at Abai and Rova, if he had Abai and Rova in mind, then he should have said just the opposite. Abai and Rova said you have to prove the nights, either through Shivavi or through Seichim. So Mazutra should have said, by Medva Mamurim, they have to prove the nights if the Marakama tied it. But if the Marakama didn't tie it, then you don't have to prove the nights. Mistomi was there by night. So Mazutra should have said it the other way around. He should have said, the Chiddush of Mazutra, we have already Gemara, you have to prove the nights. The Chiddush of Mazutra is, if the Marakama doesn't tie it, you don't have to prove the nights. So if we already know that you have to prove the nights. We already had a whole Gemara, that you have to prove the nights. So if Mazutra was a Hemshech of that Gemara, if Mazutra was responding to the Gemara before, he was continuing the conversation of Abaye and Rava and so on, then he should have said all of the foregoing that you have to prove the nights, it's only with the Maratainid. That any reason should have a Leilos. But if the Marakama didn't ask for it or it didn't come with the Tainus Bari, then you don't need it. Mazutra said it the other way around. Mazutra Kilo starts off that you don't have to prove the nights. And he says a chiddush that the Marakama wants, if the Ma'ara asks for Edom on the nights with the Tainus Bari, then you have to prove the nights. So that the Rashbam says, because it's in Milsa B'Apei Nafsho. Mazutra wasn't talking to the Gemara before. Mazutra started off with the premise. He never thought you have to prove the nights. He started off, you don't have to prove the nights. And he says, a chiddush din, that if there's a tainus bar, then you do have to prove the nuts. So that's what the Rashbam means. It's a milsa be'al pi nafsho. It doesn't mean that it's nothing to do with the Gemara before. It has everything to do with the Gemara before. It means it's a milsa be'al pi nafsho. The Mazurta wasn't talking to the Gemara before. Mazurta was the opening statement. Mazurta was the opening statement. Mazurta starts off with a blank slate. Stama yidava leilas. Comes along Mazurta and says, no, with the tainus bar, you have to prove the leilas. And then the Gemara before comes, so to speak, after Mazurta. So what's this part of mistama? How does a mistama work? Mistama vayadava yomim and dava leilas. You might see mama with the mistama, you might see from a merkam. How you might see from a merkam with the mistama? There's a need in the Taisus. What's the mistama here? Taisus understood initially that what the Rashbam means is that if the Edom are made on the Yomim Mistama, they mean the Leilas. That's the Mistama. Mistama, if Edom said Yomim, they meant Leilas too. If they said he was Dar Gimel Shana, Mistama, they meant Leilas. But if the Merkama asks, Feirish, comes with the Taina, if the Taina is Bari, then we have to ask the Edom, did you mean Yomim? And if not, we have to find Edom for the... Did you mean Leilas? And if not, we have to find Edom on the Leilas. So Yivam asked, what do you have to wait for the Merkama? If you... Edom, you have to do Darish Shachaika. How can you rely on him? Stumble the guy, Edus. So Taisa's answer is that that's not what Rashbam didn't mean. That the Edim meant Leilas Mistama. Maybe the Edim don't know about the Leilas. The Mazut just meant if he was there by Yomim, Mistama was there by Leilas too. The Edim don't even need to be made on the Leilas. We could be Darish V'chayda Achayker. The Edim from today to tomorrow, they just know about Yomim. But Yomim is enough. Because if he was there by Yom, Mistama was there by Leilas too. The Mistama is in the Dira, not in the Edus. But if he comes to the Tainus Bari, then you lose the Mistama. I don't understand the Rivam. What was the happening to the Rivam? That the Edim, when they're made, the Mistama made in the Leilas. The Gemara before said that the Mistama is that people don't know about the nights. It should be. The way the Rivam understood the Rashbam. It's hard to understand. He thought in the Rashbam that if the Edom are made on the days, Mistama, they mean the nights. The Gemara before is just the opposite. The Gemara before thought that Mistama, people don't even know about the nights. Any of that. Akapanim. Taisus says that's not what the Rashbam meant. And the Emes is doing the Rashbam himself. The language of the Rashbam is clearly like Taisus, not like the Rivam's understanding. The language of the Rashbam is. The Mistama is not Mistama, the Edom meant the Leilas. The Mistama is, if he was there by Yomim, Mistama was there by Leilas too. The Edom don't have to know it. The Edom were made on the Yomim, but if he was there by Yomim, Mistama was there by Leilas. Yeah, but it needs Havana. What's this Koyach of a Mistama? And what's the Koyach of a Tainus Bari that they call the Mistama? It's far, it's the little Dvarim Stumim. The Lashon of Taisus is Mashno. How does the Tainus Bari take off the Mistama? Lashon HaTaisus is the top of Chavtes Amid Beis. Mistama came in Shadarba Yom and Darnap and Darba Leilis Im Leisha Toyin HaMa'ar Shavadei Leidor. Lashon HaTaisus is Mashma that the Taina of the Ma'ar, the Tainus Bari of the Ma'ar breaks the Mistama. There's a Mistama, but the Tainus Bari breaks the Mistama. That's a clear both end. What's this? How can you be Maisi Mama with the Mistama? And if you could, what does the Tainus Bari do? He's not an A, the Marakam. He's a Baldova. So how does the Tainus of the Marakam break the Mistama? So how does the Tainus Bari of the Marakam break the Mistama? Maybe that's not so hard to understand. Because that's... The Baldova has a Kaya Chataina. In any Dintara, Baldova is a Kaya Chataina. The gather of a Kaya Chataina is a Kaya Chatim Ma'eris Vekas. That's always what it means. A Taina is not a... Your Baldova, you have no... There's no Nemonis. Baldova doesn't have any Nemonis. But a Baldova has a Kaya Chatim Ma'eris Vekas. I'm going to leave Yodcha. So you have to respond. You have to be Kaya Chakol. You can be made of a mixus. Things happen. the Taina has no, there's no nemanus to the Taina. You're a baldover, you're not nemanus to the same manuli, but yotcha. But it's ma'ir sfeikas. And the sfeikas demand a response from the nitan. So, yichalana lema, a baldover can be ma'ir sfeikas. So we have him a stomach, but here he's a baldover. The previous owner of the house, he's a baldover. The baldover is ma'ir sfeikas. If he's ma'ir sfeikas, then that we assumed with the mistoma, we have to ascertain. So that we could maybe be sable. I don't think a person in a sukkah could do this. No, if you had einim on the yomim, and we're going to say, well, mistoma yudar b'leilois, and the marakama doesn't have a tainus bari, but some guy, some friend of the court is going to come in and he'll say, anira isim shadar b'leilois. Could we? That's nothing. Mistoma, it's nothing. If you're not a baldover, he doesn't have a kayach timari sfeikas. We have a mistoma. I mean, maybe ask Eidos, give him a chayiv shvua, lo yedeh. But, But the mistama in the first place needs an explanation. How do you mitzi mama with the mistama? The merkama is the muksik. You want to be mitzi with gimel shonim, with ches gimel shonim. You want to be mitzi for the merkama is the muksik. How you mitzi with the mistama? Ula yeshleimer. Maybe this will stop. Ula yeshleimer. Just a shot in this mistama over here. How do you zeichu with the mistama? With the raid that we had from the Abi Ezri a little while back, Abi Ezri said that Chesed Gimel Shanim, the middle of Micha, it's not a raya. He said in the Ramban, the Shai Mishpat's Kasha, on the Ramban. Ramban said that you have a raglayim dover after one achim. But till 3 years, there's an achvish doch. So remember the Shai Mishpat, yes, so then. So you have a raya after one achila. So what do you so this? So if you put aidim for one achila and you claim that you were there for you were there for 3 years and you have a raya, you have aidim in 1 year. Why do you have to have aidim in 3 years? You prove that there was 1 year. There's a midrash micha. The merkaim and tanis achish tark. All of lovely raya that you were there for less than 3 years. Talked about that. So remember, Shach said, Nabi Ezri, that the midrash micha, which is the foundation of Chazok, according to many Rishayim, the Midle Micha is not a raya. The raya calls it a raglayim udor. It's not a raya b'chal. So how you might see moment with something that's not a raya b'chal? So it's mazbir that it makes you into a muksuk. Like Rav Naftali says that even by Tfisis Metavlin, that Stam is a, who do we see as the muksuk? We see the Murakam as the muksuk. So why do we might see from the Murakam, you have to bring a raya. But if you're holding it in a way that seems to indicate bailus, so holding the field in a way that seems to indicate violence makes you into the muksuk. Now you become the person that anybody wants to take it away from you is all of Lahavi Raya. So what do we need to make you into a muksuk and karka? Well, if you're holding it in a way that's indicative of violence, because there's a red lion with over from the shtikas and ma'ara that he should have said something and he didn't, and you're a maksik b'shoifi, so then it looks like you're the muksuk. So that really should be after 1 year. But since there's an achvish tarach, so you don't look like the muksuk because you don't have a shtar. So it takes 2 years for you to look like the muksuk. So you have to prove that you're the muksuk. So maybe you have to have 3 years. That was Rav Shach from Kaimah. But the point of Rav Shach said this word, that the whole chazok is not a raya in the first place. The midlei micha of the marakama is really not a raya. It's just, if you're there for 3 years, and the bailam word mecha, then it looks like you're the bailam, ad kedei kach, that now you're the muksuk. Together with your tfisa, without a tfisa, it's nothing. But since you're taka tofus in the kach, you're in the karka, and you're in the karka in a way, what the Rebbe calls a tfisa mechachas, you're in the karka in a way that seems to be indicative that you're the bailam. So, but Torah's raya, it's not. If the Marakama would still be the muksuk, then that would not be a raya. It's only a raya mudov. But that's the whole point, that the Marakama is no longer the muksuk. You become the muksuk because you're holding on to the karka in a way that's indicative of bailus. That was Rabbi Yezus Havon and how Chesed Gimel Shanim. It's not the only one to say it. So if we say like that, then maybe we could explain the mistama out there. And if you're in the house for 3 years, and we know that you're in the house by day. And Mistama, if you were in the house by day, Mistama, you were there by Leilus too. So that's enough to make you into the Muslim. The same way, to begin with, Ches Gimel Shanim is not a Raya Gemur, it's only a Raglai Medaber. It's just a way to make your Tfisa into a Tfisa Mukhakas. It's a way to make your Tfisa into a Tfisa that's indicative that you're in the Muslim. And then you don't need a Raya. Then the other guy needs the Raya. That's the point. We shift who needs to bring the Raya. Well, if you're in the Muslim, then the other guy needs to bring the Raya. So that's what Chesed Mishnah says. It takes me into the Muchzuk. How do you become a Muchzuk? Because you're there 3 years. So if you're there 3 years, it looks like you're the Bailus. So now your Tfisa looks like a Tfisa's Bailus. So maybe what the Gemara is saying, what the Rashbam is saying, if you were there 3 years by day, do we know that you were there by night? Don't know for sure. How do we know for sure? Nobody stayed up and night watching you. So the fact that you're there by day is an indication that you're probably there by night. So in the middle of that makes you into a muchzik l'inyan, that now you're called the muchzik, and I'll merakama, I'll be right. If the merakama tainis that it's not true, he's still a baldover. He has a kerech l'eris feikus. If the merakama, so the merakama could be l'eris feikus, yeah, I'm not so sure now it helps how the merakama is l'eris feikus. If you're the muchzik, because if the mishtama makes you into the muchzik, I think it's a problem, this man. Because if taka the mishtama makes you into the muchzik, and what does it help the Murakama's Mara Seikas? But the Murakama's all of Lovey Raya. If you became the Muksuk, then he has to bring the Raya. Yeah, I don't know if Attaka needs a Hezbollah. If you know the first half is good. The Mustama works because it makes you into the Muksuk. Mustama, just like a Glyndover, is enough to make you into a Muksuk. That's where Shach reads the Ramban. A glayim dov is not a raya. It just makes you into a muksuk. It makes your tfisa into a tfisa of a muksuk. So you don't need a raya. You just become a muksuk. So al derech zeh, we could say, so the mistama also makes you into a muksuk. If you're machzik bayom, and mistama, you're a mistama, you're the muksuk. Yeah, then it's a little bit, so then what does it help? What does it help the tainus bari of the merakam? So your tainus bari. Your tainus bari, so what? All of love raya. I don't know. Let's just blame them. Maybe we'll try to think this through a little bit. How that could work. If there's room to be able to tie in these two things. That the way the mishtama works is because it makes them into tefisa mechachas. And nonetheless, the marakama with his kreichatayna, with his tainas bari, is able to be ma'arer that you don't become a muksuk after the Edom and the Leves.
Yeah. It would be then. Because, in essence, this kind of bari isn't going against the fact that he's a mosak, it's undermining the thing that made him the mosak. So you don't need, it's not how it's going to bring a love raya, you don't need to bring a real raya, you just need to show that the whole reason he was a mosak in the first place was giving him a start. And that's what the times bari does.
Yeah, maybe that's the map, maybe that's what you need to say. It's different than a regular time. Normally you're a mosak, now the guy wants to be mitzi, so it's given that you're a mosak. So with the taina ba'almi can't be mitzi from a mosak. Here is taina is that you're not a muksuk. The thing that makes us think that you're a muksuk, key taina is that it's based on a mistaken premise and you're not the muksuk. Maybe that's stronger. You're only a muksuk because of the mistama. He's ma'ara that it's not true the mistama. We're talking not their balayas. Too late. Maybe that's the. Okay.